Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on Ocean Church in America, page 123. The Parent's Course. Let us think more seriously now. My life has not been so easy. I don't have even one day for myself. I know the spiritual world, so there is no escape for me, no hope to get away from my task. I know how you feel sometimes, but I can never turn around and go back. There is absolutely no other way than this for me to go. I know the reality of both worlds, so I must continue with my work. Do you understand? You too must understand the spiritual world. Now you are starting from a miserable place in your course of life. You are preparing for the future. You cannot see that, but I know what your future will be like. Now you cannot see it, but eventually everyone has to go this way. There is no other way. This is critical. During your short lifetime, you can do it. Thousands of years of problems in the spiritual world can be solved by you. You have to do it. No one else will. That is why I must be hard on you. I like you, but I must be hard. I must tell America the truth about itself. Otherwise, the nation has no hope. No future. The same holds for you. You decide now. Each day you decide your own fate and the fate of your nation. God blessed America, but you are responsible for that blessing. Otherwise, God will find another nation. It is very serious for you. America doesn't want to hear about its problems, but it has to listen. The problems of this nation are very serious. Who will solve the problems in America? If America doesn't solve the problems of drugs, free sex, the breakdown of the family, and the decline of Christianity, it will perish. Intelligent people in the communist camp look at these problems and work to make them worse. They won't have to shed any of their own blood to ruin this nation. Therefore, they support drugs and free sex and push towards the breakdown of the family and the decline of religious life in America. This is true. In this way, communism will just walk in and take over someday. Can you understand my heart? Really? I am so serious. I began all alone. There was no one to lead me, no one to guide me along the way. It was a miserable, lonely course. How could I have had any hope? How could I have continued? The only way I could continue was because I had found the way to solve mankind's division, and this unlocked the way for mankind to receive God's blessing. Cain and Abel have to come together and stand and work together. Then the position of the parents can stand, and God can work his power on earth through that. Upon that foundation, the parents can come. All the levels have to be achieved. Family level, tribal level, national level, and finally the worldwide level. That is the way of the providence. It has always been this way. Today, that providence is working the same way, but centering on Asia. If we can bring the nations together, the world can start anew. If an individual Cain and Abel become one, the family can stand. If a Cain family and an Abel family become one, the tribe can stand. If a Cain nation and an Abel nation become one, the world can stand. Do you understand? That is the way of the principle. I now stand in Abel's position. I started alone, so I had to create the foundation on the individual level and work up to the worldwide level. I couldn't think of my own family. Abel cannot think of his own family. He has to go to Cain and Cain's family, and to the entire world of Cain. Then, after that, he can go to his own family. That has been my situation all throughout my life. Think about my heart. There is so much pain. The worst persecution comes from those closest to the heart. My own family wanted me to be concerned for them, but I could never once think of them first. This caused incredible pain for them. This has been my course. Sometimes I even have to hear the cries of my own children, but I can't take the time with them that they need. My time is for others instead. The parents are in such a severe situation. Cain and Abel have to come together. That is the only way to save your parents. Do you understand? When you fight one another in the church, do you think about that? So much depends on you. You will understand later on, but not now. Sometimes you are like a robber or a thief. You are taking things without earning them. You cannot steal the parents' love like that. You have to come together first, and then God can send the parents' love to you. You have to bring others together centered on God's providence. Then you can taste the parents' love. Cain and Abel have to become one. With this, the true parents can be revealed. Parents cannot become parents by themselves. They must have the children's position fulfilled. We have to solve the division between Cain and Abel, from the individual level to the tribal level to the national level, all the way to the worldwide level. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Ocean Church in America.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.